he'd take a bullet for us, Auburn coach Bruce Pearl praises Donald Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on July 19, 2024. Auburn men's basketball head coach Bruce Pearl was utterly shocked by the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump but was ultimately inspired by Trump's resilience and grace in the face of fire. After last weekend's assassination attempt in which Trump suffered a graze wound and two others were shot, killing one of them, Pearl appeared on the OutKick podcast Don't At Me with Dan Dockich on Thursday and revealed how awestruck he is by Trump's response to his attempted murder, Fox News reported. My first reaction was, how was this possibly happening? Is it real? Pearl said. When he got up pretty quickly, I prayed. I immediately asked God to watch over him. And praying for him in that particular moment, he continued. Then to see him get up and have the presence and the courage to pump his fist at the crowd, I mean, Dan, who does that? That's just rare to have that presence. To let everybody know, hey, I'm okay, and I am in this for our country. And let's continue to fight, the coach added. He'd take a bullet for us. Pearl is an open supporter of Trump and a detractor of the left-wing media. In January, for instance, he blasted state-run MSNBC for censoring Trump's Iowa primary victory speech. This is beyond disturbing for our democracy. This is how state-run media operates quietly in dictatorships. Except here they are explaining and openly justifying it. Americans should be able to hear and decide for themselves. Do you want candidates' speech monitored and censored? He wrote on X. This is beyond disturbing for our democracy. This is how state-run media operates quietly in dictatorships. Except here they are explaining and openly justifying it. Americans should be able to hear and decide for themselves. Do you want candidates' speech monitored and censored? Bruce Pearl, at Coach Bruce A. Pearl. January 16, 2024. In March, Pearl blasted President Joe Biden for neglecting to voice support for Israel in the wake of the October 7 terror attacks in his State of the Union speech. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.